Hello and welcome to the Home Care Pod, your local resource when considering care. Now introducing the home care ladies, Laura Gillian and Audra Bidwell, at your service.
Hello and welcome back to the Home Care Pod. We are your home care ladies. I'm Audra.
And I'm Laura.
Well, well, well. Today is going to be a really fun pod because I'm flipping the script a little bit. So Laura always asks all the good questions and I'm usually the ones giving the not so great answers, but today, folks, changing it up a bit. I'm really excited about this episode because Laura, she's such a wealth of information and she has such a great heart for seniors and what we do. She's really the glue that holds so much of what we do here together. And she is one of my dearest and most cherished friends. Laura, you ready to sit on the hot seat for a bit?
Well, absolutely. You know that I love to talk, Audra, so let's get to it. Ask me anything. What do you want to know?
All right. So Laura has been with us at Homestead for over 15 years, but she hasn't always been in the home care industry. I always find it completely fascinating to hear how people land in the careers that they do. So Laura, could you share just a little bit about your professional background?
Sure. So after graduating college in Western New York, I took a teaching job in Long Island. And it was awesome because I was able to work and live with my best friend and college roommate there. And we taught together, which was cool. But Long Island just wasn't for me. I had grown up in the suburbs of Syracuse and the Long Island traffic and all that came with it just wasn't a fit for how I was feeling at that time. So at that point in my life, my older brother was living in Orlando and my parents and younger brother were planning a move to Florida. While I never thought I would live in Florida, I started to apply all across New York and all across Florida for teaching jobs. And the job market was a lot different then than it is today. And I was concerned that I might not find a teaching position that felt a fit for me. After visiting a friend who lived here in Florida, I applied at First Baptist Academy. We'd been to the church there while I visited, and I saw in their bulletin that they were looking to hire a couple of teachers for the following year. So when I got back to Long Island, I sent my resume, and they called the same day and hired me on that phone call right on the spot. So although I'd applied to a lot of places in New York and Florida, I think over 100 resumes went out, this was the only place that I ever heard back from, so I knew it was just meant to be. So in 2003, I packed up my life and moved to Florida. And the first week I was teaching, I made my first Florida friend. And her name is Abby DiTillo. And as it turns out, her parents are Bill and Sue Bidwell. So for those of you who don't know, they're Audra's in-laws and the owners of our franchise of Homestead. Now, I could go on and on about the connections and talk about how it all worked out, but in 2006, I left teaching behind and came on to help seniors as an office manager for our Naples office of Homestead, and haven't really looked back since. Even in 2005 that I'd end up working with seniors, I probably would have laughed at you. While I had an amazing relationship with my grandparents, I had a terrible experience growing up with an old school nursing home as a child and that trauma kept me from any assisted living experience. But honestly, I have to say that God works in mysterious ways because my heart for senior and home care, seniors and home care was softened. And now 15 years later, I couldn't imagine doing anything else.
Oh, thanks, Laura. Laura absolutely has a heart for helping others, whether it be teaching or now with seniors. But, you know, 15 years is a long time to be doing something that you never really set out to do. So what keeps you here at Homestead with us? What do you love about what you do?
Honestly, it's the seniors. And if you're a listener, you know from a previous episode that I shared that my grandmother came to live with us for the final year of her life. It was the most precious time for our family, but even before that, we were extremely close. So go back to 1980, my mom had me in November of that year and went back to teaching in January after Christmas break. So I spent every day from being a month and a half old until I went to kindergarten at my grandparents' home. They were old school Italians who loved each other and loved us, but they were firm and they raised my brothers and cousins and myself. and they did it the right way. So unfortunately, in fifth grade, I lost three of my grandparents, and I felt like I missed out on a lot. Getting to meet with the seniors we help to talk through how we can keep them home is such a joy for me. Honestly, it's never felt like a job. It just feels like family. So who would I want to care for them? The same people I'd want to care for Josephine and Emidio Spensieri, my grandparents, so that they can have the best of the best.
Well, I know that I personally wouldn't want to do this work with anybody else. I know the sentiment resonates with the rest of our office as well. Laura, when you think back, you know, tapping into the knowledge that 2021 Laura has, what is the one thing that you learned that you would tell 2006 Laura back in the day?
Well, honestly, Audra, it's something that your husband told me about his dad. I remember just before coming on to take this role that I felt very, very pushed out of my comfort zone. I was nervous and I was fearful. And I said to Joe, your dad asked me to lead a church service at a local assisted living facility, and I am terrified. It is 100% out of my comfort zone. And Joe's response stuck with me, and it's pushed me every day since. He said, oh, well, my dad doesn't understand the concept of comfort zones. And while it didn't help at the time and I was still really nervous, I do try to push myself out of those boundaries. So I would tell 26-year-old Laura to just go for it. You don't need to worry.
It's so incredibly accurate. My father-in-law has zero comforts. Like everything is a comfort zone for him. It's awesome. Thanks, Laura. I hope the hot seat wasn't too bad.
Oh, it was awful. It was just terrible. No, I'm just kidding. It was great. And so I'd like to encourage all of you today to just go for it. You don't need to worry.
I like showcasing you for a little bit.
Thanks.
If you're listening today and you're looking for care for yourself or a loved one, or even looking for what we call meaningful work, because that's what it truly is, helping seniors in their homes, please don't hesitate to give us a call. Our number is 239-596-2050. We will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks again for listening to the Home Care Pod with Laura and Audra, your home care ladies. To learn more about home care or a career as a caregiver, please visit our website at www.homeinsteadswfl.com or call us at 239-226-0007.